wave your hands all around and see what happens.
My name is Marnin. You've just been listening to my theremin, but now you're listening to Nutty Bites.
Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Jess, and I've got an episode of Fresh Nuts for you. What is Fresh Nuts? That's a name that at Dare Imagine came up with to describe these little mini episodes that I've been doing. I did a bunch of Dog Days of Podcasting episodes, and many of you said that you'd like to hear more from me in the future. So instead of bringing you an awesome debate, I'm going to bring you some other bits, some little ideas and so forth. Well, first things first, I'm going to talk about Facebook and not liking things. That's right. Remember during the Dog Days of Podcasting, I said that I was going to stop liking things on Facebook because Facebook was using my likes against me. And by using my likes against me, it got really creepy and weird. And having somebody pass away and having Facebook trying to shove advertising down my throat using his name, I lost it. I was done with that. And I don't know if it's a placebo effect or not, but Facebook has seemed to have gotten a lot better. My experience is much better. I'm actually looking at the news feed more because it's not bogged down with ads and it's not bogged down with the same old stuff that I see all the time. Now, it still gives me posts from 3 days ago on the top, even though I tell it to give me the most recent. But because it's not using the like algorithm and it's not really sure what I like, it's having difficulty. It still has that thing where if I play a video, it'll give me 3 suggested links underneath, but I don't even pay attention to those, and that's not a big deal. That doesn't add to their advertisement. The only ads that I am seeing now are Facebook wanting me to like Facebook, and they still are using PG Holyfield likes this, as well as a bunch of your other friends like this. You know what? I'm not even sure he did like it. It just, you know, at some point everybody gets tricked into liking things. One thing that I had read is if you like things on the internet, you know, outside of Facebook, it'll like a page on Facebook for you, or you could like an article and it ends up liking the page that the article came from. So you end up liking things that are not what you meant to like, and it gets very confusing. That and Dakota Ring Theater, which again, I really don't mind, but it's really weird that they're trying to advertise Dakota Ring Theater to me because I already like it. I like it a lot. I even backed their Kickstarter. So that was kind of strange. Not just hitting like has been a little frustrating because I can't just like posts or comments that I agree with. And so I've had to do little smiley faces, hearts, or, you know, the little up arrow and say, yes, I agree with this, or this is awesome. It makes me talk more, and I've got a lot more notifications now because I'm actually getting the rest of the comments on any thread that I comment on. So while I'm commenting more, I'm not commenting on everything that I would have liked. For instance, my brother-in-law has a couple of people that I don't really want to converse with often comment on his statuses. And while it'd be fun to talk about certain topics with him, and I do generally privately, or if I see that the crazy people haven't started talking, I don't comment on a lot of his things simply because I really don't want certain crazy people in my life. And they're not to the point where I need to block them, but they are to the point where, ooh, I am so done with that. And I don't want to get rolled up in that. Just because somebody is wrong on the internet does not mean I have to tell them that they're wrong. And it's a very difficult thing to resist, but you know, just because you see something and somebody's wrong, you have to think about what good is going to come from me telling them that they're wrong and giving my opinion. And unless you feel that it's a situation where you can have a real discussion and a back and forth, you're better off not getting involved because it's just going to end up being a flame war. And nobody benefits. You know, both people end up being stressed out. Both people think they're right. And it can just turn into messes. There have been times that I've gotten into it And there are times when I think it's important. For instance, once on my wall, somebody decided to do something that was very wrong, hurtful, and went against the intention of the post. There was somebody specific that I had tagged so that they would see this post, and this person basically said things that would make that person feel very poorly about themselves, and it wasn't fair. And so I had to speak up, and hey, it's my wall and my posts. And then a couple of people came to my aid. And while it wasn't pleasant, it was important. And it was important that those things be said so the person who I had wrote the post for could see that this one person was ignorant and there were a bunch of other people that felt another way. In the end, I ended up removing that person from my friends list. There's a lot of people that on Facebook, I just go, and if you go to their page, you see that you're friends with them, and next to it, it says following. Well, if you unclick that, they are no longer in your newsfeed. So if you find that somebody's a downer or they're cluttering up your newsfeed and you really just don't want to read anything from them, you just unfollow them, and they can still remain your friends, but you're not seeing all that stuff you don't want to see. But if they get to the point where they're coming onto your newsfeed or they're starting flame wars in your threads, that's when it's time. No, it's time to unfriend you. Or for me, I had a couple of people that ended up changing their whole belief system and being hateful people or damaging people or people that just decided they had to shout through cyberspace these beliefs that they suddenly had that I just couldn't ignore. So often I will just let anybody on my friends list, you try to add me as a friend, and most likely, as long as I don't think you're a spammer, I'll say yes. But I can't, you got to cut down on the negativity. So my experiment with not liking things has been a success. I highly recommend it. I do think that my connections through Facebook are better. I think my experience on Facebook is better. I'm not saying it's wonderful. I still kind of hate Facebook, even though I use it a lot. I still kind of like Twitter more, even though I don't use it as much as I think I should. It's just so hard to keep up with everybody on Twitter. But yeah, if you're thinking about doing this, give it a shot. And I also recommend telling people that you're doing this, because if somebody's used to you liking their stuff and suddenly they don't see those likes, I don't know if they'll actually notice, but you know, it's just nice to give them a heads up. For me, when I get my notifications and I see that people like stuff, I get so many likes that often I just skim it and I don't really notice the likes as much as other things, unless I'm wondering, oh, did somebody agree with me on something? Or did somebody like something that I created? But other than that, I mean, I notice the actual comments more anyway, so that's important.
This is now the feedback section.
And now we are going to move on to feedback. And I'm going to start with a voicemail. That's right, I got a voicemail. It's been a long time. I'm going to splice this voicemail in.
Hey there, Nutty. It's Doug, or D. Akers, if you prefer, one of your millions of minions or friends, I guess. At any rate, just touch base to let you know that I am listening to your episodes during the dog days of podcasting. Wanted to reach out and just thank you for letting me know about it, because yes, we here at the Agents of Plastic are also now engaged in it. If it hadn't been for you, we wouldn't be, and we really needed the kick in the pants, the jumpstart, if you will, because we had really kind of seriously, majorly pod faded. At any rate, we are back on track, and again, it's all thanks to you. Really enjoying your episodes. Glad to hear so far that the moving plans are going well, although I wouldn't wish that on anybody. If you have to move, I guess it's good that things are, you know, all falling into place. So at any rate, keep on going, keep doing what you do, and good luck with the move. We'll be listening during all of the escapades that are sure to follow. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you, Geek Acres, and that was awesome. Yeah, you can listen to him at, is it Agents of Plastic? Hang on. Agents of Plastic Podcast. I'll get the website for you right here. Oh, it's geekacres.libsyn.com/agentsofplastic. No, that's not right. There we go. geekacres.libsyn.com. And you can find your episodes of Agents of Plastic. I believe you can also find them on Facebook. So give it a check or give it a listen and check it out. It's pretty neat. And Doug is awesome. He's a fun guy. So thank you for that feedback. That was from August 6th. So it was a while ago, but I haven't done a feedback show. So I have got some reviews from iTunes. These are iTunes reviews. I was using reviewcast.io, I believe is the website. And what you can do is you put in your podcast and they will email you all of your reviews from all over the world, which is fantastic. So I've got a couple of iTunes reviews that I'm going to read for you here. Hopefully I won't repeat some, but I may repeat some. So I apologize. I haven't done this in years, so some of these are old. Bob DeGrand says, great podcast, 5 stars. Nutty covers what is awesome each month, often with interesting guests. If you're any sort of geek, I barely qualify, you will definitely find something to enjoy here as well as getting exposed to new things you may like. Thank you very much, Bob. And I think you definitely qualify as a geek, you know, somebody that wants to do a podcast or is that into The Prisoner. And someone who always answers M Appeal to any nutty question of the day definitely qualifies as a geek. And Bob is very big on searching out new audio software. I mean, even if he doesn't use it, he tries it out and it's kind of neat. So he's been a great resource. He's actually helped me find some backup recorders and some other really neat things. So, way back in 2013, Jack Sperry, these are both from the United States, said, great sci-fi and general geekiness. 5 stars. A podcast that brings into so many aspects of geekiness that I couldn't write about at all. Thank you very much, Jack Sperry. And then Professor Allen from the United States, fun. 5 stars. The only thing that could make this show better is if it came out more often. Other than that, the thoughtful conversations about geekery and nerdism make for very enjoyable shows. Thank you very much. That is awesome, Alan. I think I know who that is. And Vince at DTMMB Media. And I know that acronym. That is Don't Tell Me My Business. That's what it means. I knew it meant something. Yeah, I know those guys. Nice little podcast. I was pleasantly surprised by this podcast. I thought it was going to be just the rambling on someone, but it turned out to be some really interesting and insightful observations. Also, I find her voice to be appealing and compelling, which makes this a nice podcast to listen to while doing some other work. Well, thank you very much, Vince. And I have a feeling I might have read this before. That was really nice of you. I appreciate it. And I'm always surprised when people tell me that they like my voice, but I'm pretty sure everybody hates their own voice. So but thank you very much. Moose Dog 34, All Sides of the Towel, 5 stars. I enjoy listening to this podcast with all the geekery and nerdy stuff included in the conversation. Each episode gives me plenty to chew on and to investigate when there is something I haven't yet explored myself. Without giving spoilers for a broad range of fun, I recommend this podcast wholeheartedly. Thank you very much. And R.D. Myers 9715 says it's nutastic. Gives me 4 stars. Nutty Bites with Nuke Chuss is a unique podcast. Unique podcast. She alternates from standard solo podcast. This is an old one, where she has pop culture news and her views on what's out there, and Nutty Debate podcast, which are her and a panel of guests discussing geeky subject matter. Her debates are not about right and wrong answer, just sharing of opinions and ideas. You can tell she has a great amount of passion for her subject matter. In her solo podcast, she also covers what podcast she's into. This helps you figure out what's out there. Nuke Joss is an American expatriate who lives in Canada, so she has a unique spin compared to those who podcast from the States. Thank you very much. I like to think that I do have a unique spin because of that kind of situation. It's funny, I'm told by my accountant I am not an expatriate because that means that I have given up my citizenship and I no longer have to pay American taxes. But in the common vernacular, that's what expatriate people, that's what I am. I'm an expatriate. But you have to be careful confusing common vernacular and tax code. I have not given up my American citizenship, by the way. So yeah, it's kind of fun being able to straddle the border. TBS says, awesome podcast, 5 stars. I look forward to each show. It's always a surprise what it will be about or when it will be recorded. Fun and enlightening.
Cool.
I'm tripping over my tongue here. Yes, it is a surprise when it's going to be recorded. Sometimes I'm more frequent, sometimes I'm less frequent. We'll talk about that later in the show. And I can't pronounce this because it's Heidi. And her name is Kitopia. But it's Heidi. I know who it is. So creative. 5 stars. Nutty does a great job on this podcast. You can get your fix for all things geek in one location. Thank you so much, Heidi. And Scott Capt Eucalyptus. Oh, Captain Eucalyptus Roche says, excellent geeky news show. 5 stars. Oh, this is back in 2012. I think I must have read this. Anyway, he says Nutty is an incredibly creative individual and it shows on her podcast. Her bubbly personality and wit make this podcast well worth listening to. Don't think I need to go further. I'm pretty sure I've read these in the past because now we're in 2012 and then it goes into 2011. Let's see. Yes, I read Spider-Maths from Great Britain. Yes, I read Jarex from Great Britain. Just making sure there's no countries that I completely missed. I got Jared D. from Canada. Awesome. And I just sent in a new one. Did I get any new reviews? Oh, I got one from Australia. I got one, since the last time I sent this in. So Ronsley in Australia, thank you very much, Ronsley, says, what a great show, rating 5 stars. Such an inspirational show. I love the Robert Sawyer interview. Thank you so much. That was a lot of fun. I have 2 more interviews from that con in the can, and I will be letting those slip out into the podcast. I'm hoping to do it before November for each of them so that it hasn't been a year since I actually recorded them. They originally aired on the radio, so I didn't want to do them too close to that, but at the same time, I want to share it with all of you. So thank you so much, and that is our feedback.
Hey, kittens. This is Vivid Muse from the Girls Rules podcast, and you're listening to the tasty, nom-tastic, Nutty Bites.
And that brings me to my next segment, where I'm going to talk a little bit about Patreon. I don't know if you've heard of Patreon. Patreon is a website that lets you help back creative people with various projects, but instead of it being like a Kickstarter thing where it's a one and done and they've got a project, it's how you help creators continue to create. Now, for the longest time, I have not asked for any money of my listeners. The closest I've asked is my art patron wish list, and I got a couple of really great presents from art supplies for people, and in kind, I would do drawings of them and send it to them, and it was great. It was like Christmas. I have lots of art supplies now. I'm not in any great need at the moment, which is fantastic, and I just love that my fans were willing to do that, and that was fantastic. But over the last couple of years, a lot of people have been talking to me about, I hate this word, by the way, monetizing my podcast. And I've turned down advertising, and I've turned down a bunch of other things, and I haven't even put a donate button up on my site. And most of that is because I don't do this for money. I do this for fun. I do this for me. And where I store my podcast is on my website that I need to be paying for anyway, because it's the same. I have a reseller account, which lets me have multiple websites. And so I, on one plan, and I need that for a couple of different sites that I have for work. And I've always had my personal site, which was just whatever I wanted to do with it. And it just so happened that the host that I use, HostGator, they allow, or at least in my plan, they allow for podcasting. And so I don't have to pay anyone to host my files. And I don't put that many files up either. I mean, I've never tested the limits of the unlimited plan, but I've never gone over bandwidth. I'm not close to my storage or anything like that. If I started podcasting more or did multiple podcasts, I might then start testing the limits. The other thing is, I'm not a hugely successful podcast in the terms of, for those people that say monetizing. I think I'm a successful podcast because I have amazing engagement with my listeners. And you guys are amazing. All of you that are on the Nutty Bites group, fantastic. All of you that send me tweets or talk to me on Facebook or Google Plus about the show, it's amazing. And even those of you that listen but never say anything, that's awesome too. I don't know all of the people that are listening to me, but those of you that are, it's wild to me that you are interested in what I find awesome and what I'm passionate about. And the fact that you like listening to all of my geeky ramblings is awesome. And that is great. So that's what I count as being a successful podcaster. Being a successful podcaster is that I continue to make podcasts. I don't fall behind my schedule. Currently, my schedule is once a month, so I've been pretty good. I've never really fallen behind that. Sometimes I may have had long gaps between, you know, where 1 month I did it at the beginning of the month and then the following month it was at the end of the month, but it was still once a month. And people are listening to it. And that is what I would call successful. I don't have 10,000 listeners, and I'm pretty sure if I had 10,000 listeners, my hosting company might turn around and say, okay, let's talk about this unlimited thing. But I haven't tested it. You know, they may not care. So that's one of the reasons why I never asked for any money, because it's just something I do. This is my hobby. This is fun. It is great. When I go to Balticon and I do the live episodes and I see all you people come in, and sometimes the people that go to the live episodes, they don't listen during the year, but they're just there because it's a fun panel. And that's fine too. That's fantastic. So I never felt the need to ask for money. But I've been having discussions with people and doing the dog days of podcasting. And for the past couple of years, there are a couple of people that have basically been nudging me in the side. Some of them quite literally saying, you gotta have a donate button or something. I was like, no, I don't feel comfortable asking people for money. I really don't. Like, that's just not what I do. But I enjoyed doing more episodes. I want to do more episodes. But a lot of times, I just can't justify taking the time to record and then edit when I have paying work to do, or when I've got to go chasing down paying work. And I'm not asking you guys to employ me. That's not it at all. But if half of my listeners could give a dollar a month, that would be enough incentive for me to put out a second episode every month. And that would be enough incentive, you know, so I would be a bi-weekly podcast and thereby doubling the amount of content I'm giving you. And that would be enough where when my mental inside my head, I say, I want to go podcast. I wouldn't have somebody saying to me, you know, that little voice in my head wouldn't say, but really you should be doing this other stuff, because I could just say, yeah, but my listeners have paid for it. And so it would give me extra oomph to do that. But like everything else, I don't want to just take money from people. I want to give you something. So I'm trying to come up with some ideas of what I could offer. A couple of ideas have been, you know, special thank yous on the website. Another special thank you would be at the end of the episode. I would thank particular donor levels. Another idea is a couple of one and dones, but, you know, for instance, if you sponsor at this much a month, I'm going to go with like 6 month rule. For 6 months, then I will create a drawing for you, or I will do a drawing of you or whatever. Or I'll do a pop art, you know, I'll give you a list of various art pieces that I can do for you. Another idea I had, and this came from the CHSR fundraiser, is if you donate at a certain level for 6 months, I will review a movie or TV, a movie of your choosing, and every 6 months you get to do that. Every 6 months, that would pay for another movie of your choosing. And then maybe at a different level, I would cover a series of your choosing. Or maybe what you could do is you could hold off on your movie choice and go for a full year, and then you would pick a series for me to do. Something of that nature. So I thought that could be kind of fun. But one of the neat things about Patreon is that you can give special things to your backers that no one else can see. Now, I don't want podcast episodes to be those special rewards, because I don't believe in creating stuff for the podcast and not giving it to the listeners. And I know other places have done, like Murr did the unedited and no bleeping of swears and extra content in her shows for her sponsors. And that's kind of neat, except even though I bleep out swear words in this podcast, if you've been listening, that happens a lot less. As a matter of fact, very rarely do I have to bleep out swears, you know, unless I have T. Morris come on and he just lays a bunch of F-bombs. But, you know, a lot of my guests who have been regular guests have learned to censor themselves, and they've learned to use different language when they're on the microphone. So I really don't have that much to do, which is kind of fun. So I'm not sure that would be a very fun reward. Oh, yeah, you get to hear T. Morris swear. Well, tune into the shared desk. You'll hear him swear. So what I was thinking is maybe I would send monthly videos to just the Patreon people and just give them little insights, or have them come up with topics or whatever, you know, figure out some special perks to give just the Patreon backers, sponsors, patrons. I guess they're patrons. So that was an idea. So if you've got some suggestions or ideas that I can do to help support or reward my patrons, you can send that in. You can call the voicemail line, 347-9042. You can email me, nukechess@gmail.com or nuttybites@nimlast.org. You can leave a comment on the blog, nimlast.org. You can go to facebook.com/groups/nuttybites and leave it in the Facebook group. You can go to Google Plus, search for Nutty Bites, leave it on the Google Plus page. You can tweet me at nukejess. There's a million ways you can get in touch with me. If you can't figure out how to get in touch with me, I'm not sure what to do. Send up smoke signals. Carrier pigeon. I'm not really hiding, I promise. I'm pretty easy to find. Now, granted, Nukejess is kind of hard to spell, but, you know, you can find Nutty Bites, hopefully. So if you got some ideas, send them in. Let me know. I'll think over them. A lot of it is trying to figure out what can I do, you know, virtually. I had some suggestions of cookies and baked goods. And that'll only really work if I can get them to you physically, or if I see you at Balticon. That might be kind of fun. Or if you're a local. But I wouldn't mind putting that in as a specific reward level for those that are within driving distance or go to Balticon or whatever. Just farming out ideas right now. I'd like to get more content out on the feed, and I'd like to be able to say, no, I'm not chasing down work leads. I'm podcasting because I can. And with that, I can pay off some of my equipment. I can make things a little more comfortable for myself. While I do work from home, I don't make enough. And I'm not saying that I want this to be a source of income. I really don't think it ever will be. But it would be nice to just, you know, I can't tell you how many times people say, well, podcasting, so like, does that pay? And not that I would turn around and say, yeah, it pays. I get this much a month. No, I just want to say it's a hobby, but I'll tell you, my listeners are loyal. And if it works, it works. If I get $1, fantastic. But I will have specific levels saying how much I am earning a month, what that will let me give to you. One of the mixed nut cases said that getting more episodes of Nutty Bites a month is reward enough. And that just, oh, that touched me so hard. It was all the feels. That was really great. Again, I'm always baffled. You guys want to hear me talk. So send in your information or your ideas. Let me know what you think. And I will talk to you later.
He can compile C with his bare hands. He speaks the binary language of moisture evaporators in three dialects. He invented binary. He is the most interesting geek in the world.
I don't always listen to podcasts, but when I do, I listen to Technorama. Stay geeky, my friends.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios. You can find us at nimlas.org/blog. Contact feedback at nuttybites@nimlas.org. Call our voicemail line at 347-NUTTY-42 or 347-688-8942. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Basically, you can share it, you can send it around to your friends, just don't change it, don't sell it, don't try to make any money off of it, and link back to me, my site, and everything.